Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
And this hour is dedicated to helping you grow, and it's called the Grow Model. And we do have our pastor already standing by to help us understand to grow, means by which we can grow. And our focus for this week, in case you may have missed it, is family worship dynamics. But for today, specifically today, we're talking about parenting and the fire. So when we lead family worship, we often project strength, right? We project faith and we project a sense of control. But we all know beneath the surface, many of us wrestle with doubts. We struggle with fears and failures that we already have experienced and anticipate experiencing. Authentic spiritual leadership, however, means exposing our struggle, trusting that God's grace is all that we need. It's enough, even when we feel weak. It's in these raw moments that true transformation begins, when we admit our brokenness before our own children, before our spouses, and before our God. That's what we're talking about when we're referring to the fire and parenting in the fire. Joining me now is Pastor Pambana. Once again, Pastor, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon.
Be so kind as to come closer to your device, Pastor.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. Good afternoon, everyone. We want to thank God once again for allowing us, for giving us this opportunity, this golden opportunity just to talk about Him.
Amen. Amen to that, Mfundisi. Thank you. So how do our personal struggles with our own faith influence the way we lead family worship?
Our personal struggles with faith can either have a positive impact on the way we lead family worship, or it can also have a negative impact or influence on the way we lead family worship, in as much as it can also do have the same impact or influence on our faith itself. So it can either hinder or rather deepen our family worship. If we are honest about our doubts, we can model authenticity. That's just one for an example. For example, we go to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. If you go there, must be verse 8, going downwards. I prefer the New Living Translation, where Paul tells the brethren that we think you ought to know of our struggles. You ought to know of our troubles. You ought to know of what we went through. We were crushed. We were overwhelmed beyond our ability to endure. And we thought we would never live through it. In fact, we expected to die. He tells them so. But as a result, we stopped relying on ourselves and learned to rely only on God, who raises the dead. So he is telling these brethren, he tells them so because he wants them, he needs them to pray for him. So if you're having these personal struggles and you approach them with a way of being authentic and being transparent with them, and you're just sharing as Paul did, you can actually bring this family worship setting to a point whereby everyone is praying for you and with you in those struggles you're going through. That's how it can go.
Yeah. So yes. The general idea is to just trust God's grace to cover our brokenness. And that's generally the theory, and everyone knows that. But are we really willing to show vulnerability in front of our children so that we can demonstrate how we trust God and His grace to cover our brokenness?
Mm. God's grace is there to cover brokenness. Without the brokenness, we cannot have his grace. I'm sorry to say, but anyways, that's just what it is. Just like it is with the sin. Where there is no sin, there is no grace. So where there is no brokenness, God's grace cannot be there to cover us. So it's also said that, unfortunately, we are not usually willing to show vulnerability in front of our children. I myself am not yet a parent, a biological parent, but I am a spiritual parent. I've got many kids entrusted to my care, my spiritual care, that is. And I have been there as a guardian, you know, something like that. And I can relate to this in that way. And normally, I would speak for most of our parents, keeping in mind that most of the parents in parents, and you know this, that it is something so hard. It is super hard for their children or for their subjects to know what they are going through, or rather to know that they are going through something in the very first place. So we are not willing to show vulnerability in front of our children. And yet, showing this vulnerability in front of our children is not only in front of our children, but it is also in front of our God. It is also in front of our spouses. It is also in front of our mature children who can be there to pray for us and support us and know how to support us in our vulnerability. Even Jesus tells us in Matthew 11, verse 28, to come as we are. Come to me, all you who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. So showing vulnerability can be a powerful witness to God's grace.
Okay.
You know, there's a man by the name Parker, J.I. Parker. He says God's love is the best medicine for a broken heart. And there has to be a broken heart for God's love to come to the rescue, for God's grace to come to the rescue.
Tell me, Pastor, how can honest sharing of doubts and failures create a more authentic family faith environment, really? How does that happen?
Well, honest sharing can actually foster empathy. It fosters empathy, and it has a way of bringing us together, closer together. It also fosters unity. You know, if you have mature children and family members, loving and supportive family members, or someone who can actually, you know, take your problem or your challenge or your struggle or your troubles as something they should pray about. If you have such people around you, and you honestly share your doubts, your failures, your troubles, your struggles, if you do so, someone among those people can actually pick it up and start praying for you and start praying with you. It also shows our children that faith isn't about perfection, but about a relationship with God as you are. You know, growing up as a child, I always thought that if you are a worshiper, you have to be perfect, always be perfect. But the more you get such a honesty in sharing doubts and failures and struggles and troubles and, you know, all those things, the more you get such honesty is the more you get a clearer picture what worship is about, what being a believer is about. It's not about perfection, but it is about a relationship with God. Even the Spirit wants us to do so that he can help us. You know what the Bible tells us in Romans 8, verse 26? Going downwards, the Holy Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. You know, such things. So if you can be honest about what you are going through, If you can be honest about your doubt, if you can be honest about your failures, your struggles, your troubles, all those things, all your predicaments, you are positioning yourself at a point where someone can easily know how to help you and know what to help you with. That's what it does.
You know, Fundis, when I began our interview or conversation, I gave some understanding, some perspective of parenting in the fire.
Oh, yes.
Which was some kind of leading without having all the answers. But I'd like to hear your take. What does it mean to be parenting in the fire?
What it means to be parenting in the fire. We have talked about how the parents are facing these fires. You know, when you have good doubt, you have to tell these children, you have to make them believe that there is a God in heaven. And yet you yourself, you are at a point where you're actually doubting whether there is a God in heaven. But you have, as a parent, in your position as a parent, you have an obligation to lead these children to Him, to help them understand, know, realize, and always remember that there is a God in heaven. But you are doubting at this very moment. And that's a fire on its own. And then we can, you know, talk about all these other things, shenanigans, all this drama that goes on in the family, and you are the leader of the family. And yet, at the same time, as the drama is going on, you have to come together and worship together with these main actors, you know, in this whole drama that is going on in the family. But that's a fire on its own. There are so many fires that people go through. People are in fire. But you know what? Allow me just to say what it should mean rather than what it actually means in our lives. What it should mean, actually, parenting in the fire should mean trusting God's presence and guidance, even when we are uncertain that there is a God in heaven, even when we are uncertain that God is there for us, even when we are uncertain that He stands by us. Trusting Him, trusting His presence, even when it is that hard. It's about relying on God's strength, not our own strength. I like it. I like the part where God tells us that, hey, my grace is all you need. My power works best in your weakness. You know, you remember Paul when he was saying, so now I am glad to boast about my weakness.
Right.
My weakness. So that the power of Christ can work through me. That's why I take pleasure in my weaknesses and in the insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in troubles that I suffer for Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Underline that one. When I am weak, then I am strong. When I am going through the fire, then I am strong. I love the promise that we get from Isaiah 43, where God tells us that, hey, don't forget that I'm the one who created you. I'm the one who formed you. You are mine. When you go through the fires, I am with you. You shall not be scorched. You shall not be burned. Even the rivers, they shall not overflow you. You know, that is what it is supposed to mean. It means it should mean strength. That's what it is supposed to mean, going through the fires.
Hey. Yeah, you know, this transparency as parents, sometimes we avoid it because we fear it might cause our children to doubt our God. It might cause our children to lose hope and faith. If my mother and my father have lost faith, if my mother and father are doubting, they're uncertain, they don't know where to go from here. Maybe there is no God. So my final question is, how can our transparency about spiritual struggles foster resilience and hope in our children?
Our transparency. You know what? Children learn better from experience or from tangible, palpable examples that they actually see living within their lives. So for them to learn of God's strength, they have to see God's strength in our weaknesses. And that means they have to see our weaknesses. And that means we have to be transparent about our spiritual struggles. And these spiritual struggles, our transparency in these spiritual struggles can show our children that struggles are a part of faith, but God's grace is greater than our struggles. Oh, yes, you just reminded me of the song that we used to sing when I was at Solusi. He giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater. He giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater. You remember that one. I'm sure you've come across it. So this, our transparency will then show our children that God gives more grace when the burdens grow greater. And for them to understand how God gives more grace when the burdens grow greater, they have to see, vividly seeing how these burdens are growing greater. They have to see their father struggling with sin, their mother struggling with sin, for them to understand that where sin abounds, grace abounds even much more.
Hey.
You know, transparency models, resilience and hope. And as we close to God in uncertainty, or rather uncertainties,
right,
our transparency can model resilience and hope. Romans 5, verse 3. Romans 5, verse 3 to 5 tells us this. We know that our struggles, our trials, help us to develop endurance. That's it in short. But then a man by the name C.S. Lewis once wrote, it must be in The Problem of Pain, somewhere there. He once wrote, saying, God whispers to us in our pleasures. When we are in pleasure, God whispers. He speaks in our conscience, but he shouts in our pains. So when these pains are approached with this level of transparency we are talking about, our children can actually learn what God does or how God deals with our struggles and our trials. So our children get to realize and understand how God takes good care of us in our struggles. Yes.
Yeah. All right. I hear you, Pastor. Thank you very much. Really appreciate your time once again. We are blessed to have you and your ministry. We're having more days together. Amen. Looking forward to talking to you tomorrow. Have a wonderful day further. Thank you, Mfundis.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you.
Be part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520. Or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.